AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather in Texas is being blamed for at least two deaths. Cold temperatures, ice, and snow are the story there. More than 4 million people across Texas are without power. The system is moving north to the Great Lakes.
I just don't know when it's going to stop. I mean, it's Wisconsin, so what can you expect?
At least three people died as a tornado damaged an area near Wilmington, North Carolina. The Brunswick County Sheriff says searches for missing people are underway and will increase during the day. A Wisconsin Republican senator says he doesn't think the Capitol riot was an armed insurrection.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who's been a strong supporter of Donald Trump, was speaking on a conservative radio show in Wisconsin. Johnson says everyone condemns the violence and five deaths, but he says that wasn't an armed insurrection, asking how many firearms were confiscated, how many shots were fired. The senator says he's only aware of one, the enforcement officer who fatally shot a woman jumping through a smashed window. Johnson also called Democrats hypocrites for not speaking out against violence that took place during racial justice protests around the country. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House has announced that Congress will have an independent commission study the Capitol attack, how it began, and what exactly took place. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, admits his administration should have moved faster to deal with coronavirus deaths at New York nursing homes.
To be clear, all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported.
Cuomo says he would propose reforms involving nursing homes and hospitals in the upcoming state budget. The Navy says three sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt have tested positive for the coronavirus. Less than a year after a massive outbreak on the ship sidelined it in Guam for nearly 2 months. This is AP News. A foundation based in Tel Aviv is honoring an American doctor.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has won a $1 million Israeli prize for his work during the coronavirus pandemic. The Dan David Foundation did not mention former President Donald Trump, but it credited Fauci for courageously defending science in the face of uninformed opposition during the challenging COVID crisis. Last month, after the change in administrations, Fauci admitted,
there were things that were said, be it regarding things like hydroxychloroquine and other things like that, that really was uncomfortable because they were not based on scientific fact.
Fauci won the Dan David Foundation Prize for achievement in the present in the field of public health. I'm Mike Gracia.
Former Olympic swimmer Scott Miller is facing charges of drug trafficking after Australian police seized methamphetamine valued at more than $1 million and accused him of directing a criminal syndicate. Miller won a silver medal and a bronze medal at the Atlanta Olympics in 1996. Ed Donahue, AP News.